for me, it's been absolutely fundamental. There's a way of doing mathematics which says that you have your theorem and your proof, mm-hmm. and your theorem and your proof, and everything is either correct or incorrect, and so I think that's only part of the story, even for the purest of pure mathematics, or pure mm-hmm. mathematics. The way you ask questions very much prejudices the kinds of answers that you get. And I have been acutely aware of this, especially with singularity theory and catastrophe theory and bifurcation theory, where there are many contexts in which questions almost sound the same, but yield quite different answers if you twist things around a little bit. So that's a question of communication. I've always understood things best myself when I've been able to articulate and communicate. I try to tell students that oftentimes if you just try to ask a question, half the time you'll answer it yourself because you've gone through the process of trying to make clear what it is you're bothered by. Mm-hmm. I feel that communication has a crucial role to play for most people in just doing mathematics. Then comes the question of once you've done it, once you've understood these things, can you put it together, repackage it, make it nice? And that's a very enjoyable task. And I can say that every one of the books that I've written or co-authored has led to research that was not there before the writing started. And that includes the trade publications. So in terms of it being a impediment to doing research, you spent a lot of time, I haven't found that at all.
Mm-hmm. But it does take a lot of time.
Oh, it takes a lot of time, but it's fun. Yeah. There's some frustrations. When I wrote, the first book I wrote was with Victor Gilliman on singularity theory. Victor had given a course at MIT when I was a graduate student. This was the mathematical background of catastrophe theory. And then I had the chance to give the same course again a couple of years later. And I had taken notes from the first one, and then we put it together, and it evolved into this book. And I was told by several very well-respected mathematicians that I was making a huge mistake, a career mistake. Here I was a postdoc when this started. Was starting this project. Wasn't a mistake at all. It forced me to learn a body of material in a way that I wouldn't have done without doing it. It established credentials, and as I said, it led to research projects that were very much worthwhile. So I think there's something really good to be said for trying to express something that you feel passionate about and get it right, or as best you can. Yeah.